This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, effects of Tawbah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the effects of Tawbah in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that it is important to teach our children that they need to perform Tawbah, they need to perform the repentance if they have done a mistake. In our general life, we ask our children when they are performing or doing some mistake to excuse or to say sorry, and we teach it to our kids in our daily life. But what about when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, parents are teaching their kids when they disobey their parents, when they do not listen to them. Maybe they have stopped them from going somewhere, from performing something. And once they are caught, the parents are expecting them to say sorry. But what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us, who has given us all these blessings that we have? He is also expecting. And therefore, there are some effects of those who are repentant, those who does repentance. And the very first effect is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives their sins because they have done the repentance, because they have sought the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allah also has forgiven their sins. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that at-ta'ibu min adh-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu, that a person who has performed the tawbah from his sins, he has sought forgiveness for his sins, kaman la dhanba lahu, there he's just like a person who do not have any sins because he has sought forgiveness. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the effects of Tawbah in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that the very first effect is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins. And the Prophet has said that the one who performs the Tawbah, he is just like the one who never had committed that sin. And therefore, we have other sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salatu wasalam as well, that bitawbati tukaffaru dhunub, that with the tawbah, with the repentance, the dhunub, the sins are written away, they are waived, they are removed. So this shows that when we seek repentance or forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a true way, He forgives us. Just like the parents, when their children, they perform something wrong and they're expecting them to say sorry, and when they excuse or when they say sorry, when they are really ashamed of what they have done, their parents are forgiving them, and after that, they are living the normal life. Maybe they are not angry from their kids. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us, who loves us more than the 90 mothers, and it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His servants, His creatures, more than 90 mothers. So when a single mother with her children, when she forgives them, and it is, you know, that it is the mother always, not the father. It is the mother that whenever children come back, the kids come back, they say excuse, and they're ashamed of what they did. The very first person who becomes, who basically accepts them and forgives them is the mother. And Allah says, I love you more than 90 mothers. Then the very first effect that we can have in the tawbah is definitely the forgiveness of our sins, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.